play the start to Stairway to Heaven. Everybody recognizes it instantly.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. She's buying the stairway to heaven.
I suppose I shouldn't admit to liking it, but
when
I do.
When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
Personally, I think it's one of the most overrated songs of its time, and I think one of the best things that ever happened to it was it being covered by Roald Harris, to be quite honest, because at least he brought a little bit of life to it.
For years, nobody would ever record this song. It was like one of the definitive versions. You know, you don't mess with that.
It's like psychedelic. You can picture people sitting, listening to it with their flowers in their hair.
Classic song, one of the first songs you learn to play on a guitar.
You have to use two fingers simultaneously at one point, so it's one finger, then two again. And that's more of a picking or classical style. And so I think, you know, as a teenager showing off to your friends, if you can use two fingers simultaneously, then you're more of a guitarist.
A flute is played over the beginning sequence and follows through. The tone is very soft and melodic. This induces a state of calmness. The meaning of the famed Stairway to Heaven is not a simple thing to understand.
Kind of over-the-top, self-indulgent rock at its best, if you like.
The song itself has a very basic storyline.
The introduction is great, and it's very, very lyrical.
It's obvious when it's pointed out. The song seems to follow the children's story, the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Many parts of the song follow this myth and its constructive themes.
I remember the effect it had on me at the time was that it was almost like some sort of rock symphony.
The townspeople of Hamelin felt that the most important aspect of their life was gold, not realizing that all that glitters can be their truly most beloved possessions, their children.
It's very groundbreaking. It captured the imagination because of the melody and because of the hope that people perceived was in the lyrics.
The lyrics are Tolkien-esque. The lyrics are
mystical
very
ideas.
Journey-like.
A sort of post-hippie nostalgia.
Well, I do think it's a great song. I think the singing.
I don't think I could remember the whole song at all.
The brook refers to the river due south of the town where the rats were driven to their doom. The people thought they'd got rid of their problem and took advantage of the piper. Since the rats were dead,
some
what could the piper do?
You have a sort of half idea about what they actually mean, and that if you don't actually fully understand what they mean, it doesn't really matter.
I think it's about drugs. And I just think the idea of a stairway to heaven, you know, it could be a very simple analogy for, you know, drug euphoria.
I've never really worked out what it's about, to be honest.
Well, it's about what is inside Robert Plant's head, which is a kind of bizarre, mystical view of the world.
The piper blows his flute, playing a melodic tune. The children follow him. He marches south into the river where he buried the rats, but turns to the west where he leads them into Koppelberg Hill. This quote clears up the one who is saddened when he looks to the west. And the piper advanced, and the children followed.
I think it's a really, really bizarre song. Very weird. I have no idea what the song is about, actually.
I actually once knew what the song was about, and someone explained it to me, but I was so bored I forgot.
It's said that at the hillside where the children were swallowed, you can still hear them laughing and playing.
It's the ancient cult of Pan. Half human and half goat, Pan remains one of the most enduring and compelling symbols for the Antichrist. The most famous rock and roll song of all time, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, makes a clear reference to not only the music of Pan and his pipes, but his ability to spiritually influence and guide those who fall under his spell. Quote, "The piper will lead us to reason," end quote.
From this point, the song tells the tale of the aftermath of the Pied Piper, events and feelings that occurred after his revenge on the townsfolk.
Stairway to Heaven, I'm sure we will. mind to that song in some lonely bedroom back in 1971. I'm certain I did.
It has a very ethereal, otherworld quality.
The matter that the lyrics are appalling and corny.
That don't necessarily have any depth to them.
The lyrics are like kind of deep and meaningless, really, aren't they?
But put together, create this dream world where you're dealing with inner emotion, inner conflict.
The May Queen was a figure of celebration during springtime in most Eastern European cultures. Often the May Queen was depicted by a person dressing up and parading around in the forests and the villages. The May Queen in this...
There's enough poison in the song to prove fatal. Yes, it's true that there are two paths you can go by. One is a road traveled by the multitudes, where the herd instinct prevails, and where the desires of our flesh and the idols of the
earth. That if we choose to deceive the piper, he will give us a chance to redeem ourselves. This is seen after he warns the mare that he will not bark.
The fatal lie in this lyric is that there's always time to change the road you're on. No doubt the man who played the drums in that song thought that, until he found himself choking in his own vomit.
The song of the piper's flute puts you in a trance, and he is inviting you to follow him.
There weren't many songs that sounded like that. It was new, it was innovative. It was the forerunner of many of the big rock group melodies that you hear today.
The flute blows and the children are taken off to their stairway of heaven by the whispering wind, or the melodies of the flute.
I remember playing it on a Saturday afternoon show I did, which was a much more sort of a generalist AR performer.
I have to say, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole as far as putting it on my radio station is concerned.
I used to play it there.
It's just not playlist material whatsoever, and I don't think it's what a modern radio audience wants to listen to.
It is a great guitar solo, no matter what anybody
big.
Says.
It's got a very, very epic sound to it.
Both in terms of the instrumentation used on it and the actual melody. It's pretty simple, and although they say the best songs are simple, this one was really just nothing remarkable at all.
Because it builds to some sort of orgasmic climax, you find yourself driving faster and faster to it, you know, in all country lanes, and realising you're doing about 90.
Forward, you hear one message. When you listen to it reversed, however, you hear something entirely different. Now, it's been suggested by some that when we listen to music in its normal forwards mode, the subconscious mind is able to decipher the backwards message, and mind control results. It becomes what is termed a subliminal.
I thought it was, and there's a wino down the road, the line. The line is actually, and as we wind on down the road.
For example, the chords in the Rocky bit, you've got A minor, G and F.
As time passes and our shadows grow long, if they are taller
than us, and if you can play those chords, you can play the chords to that bit and to probably countless other songs.
We are still concerned with money and not of true riches. If we still feel this way, there is a lady that will reassure us that gold is important and will show us the way. If we follow her way,
every guitar
we will eventually hear the tune of
in pretty much every town, I should imagine, at least in the States and Britain, would be filled with teenage wannabe guitar heroes trying to massacre Stairway to Heaven.
When you work in a music shop and you get people coming in and playing Stairway to Heaven, that great song, but you just get to that period.
Each of us have no guarantee that our next breath won't be our last. Back to Stairway to Heaven, here's that same section, reversed.
I think it's popular, partly because it's got an air of some enigma about it.
If you hear it now, it still sounds timeless.